Tonight we're playing a melodrama, in the strict sense of the word, that is, a spoken narrative with music. The narrative will be spoken by Ted Pearson. The musical sounds will be supplied in large quantities by a combination of Jack Fulton, the Pickens Sisters, the Rondeliers, and Paul Whiteman and his orchestra. The music itself is a special transcription of the familiar song, A Little Street Where Old Friends Meet.
Street where old friends meet. I'd love to wander by someday. To you it may be old, sort of tumble down, but it means a lot to folks in my hometown. Although I'm rich or poor, I still feel sure I'm welcome as the flowers in May. It's just a little street where old friends meet and treat you in the same.
I remember when I was a boy, there was a little street in my hometown that was dusty and unpaved, but it was beautiful, and it had a charm all of its own. People stopped to chat along the grass-covered walks. Folks leaned on the gates to gossip a bit. It was a crude little street, but I never have forgotten it. On summer evenings, it was especially beautiful, with the glowing sun setting behind the big trees. We kids used to like to stroll along, swinging our school books and say, "Hi, neighbor, good day to you." Everybody felt at home in that dusty little street. But when I got a little older, my father, who was an army officer, was transferred halfway across the world to China. As I think back on it now, it seems strange that even there, way out in the Orient, there was another little street that had that same quality of friendliness. It was narrow and filled with coolies and rickshaws, but it was chummy. And it seems sometimes that it was really the same street as that one in our little country town. Just a little street where old friends meet. Family moved again, this time to Spain, the land of black-eyed señoritas, of vine-covered balconies, of beautiful courtyards and gay dances. And here again, though I was a stranger in a strange land, I found one of those same little intimate streets that somehow make you think of home. One would never think of New York's Great White Way as an intimate street, where strangers forget formality and talk as though they'd known each other always. But Broadway can be that kind of a street. Why, anyone who stood in the crowds on the sidewalks and cheered the homecoming of a Lindbergh or a Commander Bird knows how chummy Broadway can be at times. Who'll ever forget its friendly feeling, its warmth and humanity on Armistice Day, when thousands of men, women, and children who'd never seen each other before rubbed elbows and laughed and chatted together like old friends? Why, even Broadway can be just a little street where old friends meet. Traveled all over the world and seen the streets of most of the great cities, my mind always goes back with longing and with the fond feeling to that dusty little street in that country town. To me, it stands for all the other little streets where old friends meet, because it's home, sweet home.